Why don't landlords go for county court judgments against tenants in arrears? Today, I'm joined by Paul Champolina, who is MD of Landlord Action and Chief Operating Officer of Hamilton Fraser. Paul, I find it fascinating that not many landlords go for tenants in arrears with county court judgments. Why do you think that is? Talk to me.
It's been a bugbear. So generally, historically, landlords don't enforce the money order. So let's bear in mind, Section 21 is going to go, so more landlords are going to have to use Section 8 for rent arrears. So once that goes, that's going to up the game. So what happens is, if I go to court against you and you're not paying the rent, I get a possession order and a money order and some costs. Then you've got to leave in 14 days, bailiffs go in, that money order, it lasts for 6 years. Now, we have a debt recovery department at Landlord Action. We do it all for fixed fees. I need to, one, trace you, find out where you're going to go to. So social media helps me. So where's Chris Watkin moved on to? If I don't enforce this as a landlord, I still think I have a bit of an obligation, but that's just me morally. Then the other landlord is unsuspecting that you've owed me some money and you've not me.
Yeah, but isn't their name against, if they do like a reference check?
No. So what happens is the money order, Chris, is not a county court judgment. So what you have to do is I have to enforce this money order against Chris Watkin. So I've got a money order against you for 6 grand. Yeah, you knocked me. You've not moved on to another landlord. So what do I? How do I enforce that? Well, most tenants don't have any assets. That's why they're renting. Do you have a car? Well, it's on finance, so I can't. I mean, I'm putting my bailiff hat on now because it was bailiff. So I can't enforce against your car. Do you have a job? So if you're employed, I could get an attachment of earnings against you. So I go to the court with an application and say, Judge, he owes me 5, 6 grand. I want it right. Okay, so you have to give your means back and you end up paying 100, 200 quid a month. Once I enforce that and I put that application in, it's a CCJ. So there's a website called registrytrust.co.uk where I can do a county court judgment search. What should actually happen as well on another side is rent payments for good tenants should be linked to their credit rating, which hopefully one day is going to come in. They talk about tenant passporting, but that should happen. But if I don't enforce it, so I could go for bankruptcy, I could get, if I know you've got money in a bank account and I've got your bank account details, I could get a third party order and ask for the money to be taken out. It's really, really, really hard to collect money. But I'll tell you what, I think it was in November. We collected almost 100 grand in debts in
It's
our
November
income.
23.
November 23, we had a great year, great month collecting it. But generally, a lot of landlords, because we do fixed fees at Landlord Action across the board, a landlord thinks, right, I'm in for a grand, I'll pay a grand, but I want to get a money order. But what happens is eventually, Chris Watkin, further down the line, sorts his finances out. 3 years down the line, he wants to get a mortgage. But he's got an outstanding judgment to Paul Champlina 3 years previously. He has to pay it, satisfy it, get a letter of satisfaction.
Yes, but a money order isn't a county court judgment, so it won't show.
Okay, so if I enforced it against you and you ended up not paying, it's
See,
enforced.
I've learned something there. I thought a money order would go against your credit
No, it's
rating.
not. A money order doesn't. A money order does not. A possession order and a money order together is not.
Now, of course, you're in business to do this, but there's got to be some letting agents that want to do it themselves. I appreciate it might not be covered under their PI, but put that aside, just one second. Why do you think letting agents don't go for it? Or do they just think, well, that's bad. They just deal with that, move on?
That firstly, they should advise the landlord because don't forget, if anyone's going to have information about the tenant that owes money, it should be the agent. If they're up to date with everything, yeah, or they've gone in, they know he's done a moonlight flit and he knows that there's loads of people that are after him because there's a man on the post. So, and then if you go on social media, you can find out stuff. If you end up doing a runner, and let's say you just done a runner, you owed me some money and I don't get enough money at the deposit scheme, then what happens is I have to trace you. So we have a trace service to where you move to. You normally wait 3 to 6 months to kick in, more chances of tracing. Then I have to do a letter before action, which is there's a procedure. If you ignore that, then I have to issue a county court summons against you for debt. Once I've got that and I've applied for a judgment, then that will be registered. Right, then I enforce it. When I go to court on a Section 8 money order, that is not registered. Then you have to enforce that. But the $6 million question is, have you got any assets? Does it really affect you? Does it, do you care about it? And
yes, but it's going to help. Do you know it's going to help the other, the next landlord along.
It will help there. I'm working with a property technology company called Title Guardian, and which actually spots title fraud. And I'll tell you offline about it. It's really good actually, because believe it or not, there's scammers out there that are stealing landlords' properties unencumbered. But they're also going to. We can also spot subletting, and I'm trying to, in the Holy Grail, be able to get a live link on possession orders and money orders going into an API as a live. There's no bad tenant register in the UK. I can't share my data under GDPR of landlord action, bad tenants, with any other organisation. So it's all fragmented. But, you know, we have a bad letting agent database. We have a bad landlord database. I said at a meeting with the government in 2014, we should have a rogue tenant database. And you can imagine how that went down like a lead balloon. That just encourages more homelessness, unfortunately. But the landlord should have a right to know if that tenant's been evicted before.
Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.